Father, we thank you once again for giving us your word. Let your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us even today. For in your light we see light, and let that light change us, O God. Precious and loving Father, in Jesus' name. Knowing in the last session that we studied about the most important question, the first question that was asked by God to Adam, where are you? And we learned that God was drawing his attention to two very important things: the spiritual position that he gave him to rule, to subdue, to have dominion over the earth. The spiritual position. And then secondly, the geographical area, the domain where God gave him to rule. He lost the garden. And there are other things that we learned that from examples in the Bible about Abraham, Lot, and God is very much concerned about what country we live, what city, what type, what church we attend and have our fellowship and God-ordained ministry, what house, the building we live in. Everything is very important. The job we do, the ministry we are involved in, so important. Very important to God. Now, these things we are learning by the help of the Lord, because God has brought us to his kingdom with a purpose. Nobody is an accident. Secrets of the kingdom has been revealed to us by his mercy. And God has been speaking to you time and again about the gift of life that you have received. As the old saying goes this way, one life to live soon be passed. What we do for Christ will only last. And so let us now see how we can lose the spiritual position, the authority, and lose our geographical place. Thereby we cannot anymore function in the gifting of God, the Lord has given to us, and make our life a blessing for the others, a fulfillment. In other words, we cannot prosper living in the wrong place. We saw actually, I wanted to repeat this again, in Revelation 18:4, where we have a church which is actually a harlot, had played harlot with the cosmos. All kinds of things have been happening inside, and there are so many the so-called Christians living such a life, buried in the world, but having a routine of churchianity. And this harlot church has a lot of people, and then God's warning for them is, come out from her, my people. Revelation 18:4. Don't be caught up with her judgments. It's going to come upon her. So there are only two churches, actually, two categories the church will fall into. One is the bride, which is the true church. The other one is a harlot, which plays harlot with the cosmos, the pattern, or the fashion of life, which is not from God. That is on with this present age, period, time. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. Now we're going to see that there is a place for everyone in the body of Christ. The church is one of the very common name that's given to the church is the body of Christ. He's the head, we are the body. And the Holy Spirit brings out so beautifully natural things so that we can understand. Down to earth. Nobody can say, well, it's so hard for me to learn this. Chapter 12, verse 14 onwards. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. Earlier he says, Paul says, through the Holy Spirit, we have been all baptized into one body. The body, the universal church of God, all the born again believers, that's called the body. It's not denominational names. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. We know that. We have a body, right? There are many members in the body. The eyes, the nose, the ears, the hands, the feet, okay? But many members. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? Now watch verse 18. Please pay attention, okay? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. When you take a human body, who placed the eyes in that place, in the eyes place? The mouth, the nose, the ears, the hands, huh? God had a place for them in the body. The same way the Lord Holy Spirit is comparing the church, the body of Christ, which has many members, one body. But each member has a place ordained by God in that body. Until you find that place, you will never function the way God wants you to function. In other words, your gifting and anointing will never work. It will never be a blessing for anybody. People just go and sit in a church among people and then come back. They think that they are a member of the church. They may be. But they have not known that they need to find. I'm not talking about which side of the pew that you have to sit geographically, physically. I'm talking about the place ordained by God every child of God in the body of Christ. The arm hangs around, God placed it from our shoulders, right? It cannot hang out from our hips. It is out of place. So as the hands, it cannot hang from our knees. God gave the place. Each member is joined to the other member, fitted together, so that everything functions properly. The gifting and the power God had given each member begins to operate, and the whole body is healthy. Now, just like the bones that were scattered in Ezekiel 37, what Ezekiel saw, the believers, most of the time, in most of the churches, they are not in the right place. Many are not in the right church. I'm talking of a small body, okay, where they attend. And even in that, the others who are in the right church have not found the right place where they should fit in. so that the call of God, the anointing of God will begin to operate. Now check up your life. Now some of you, God has been using you, and even now God has many ways, plans opened for you for the gifting and the anointing He had already given you. But as you walk forward, go forward with single-mindedness and take your place, there is no competition. Each member has its place. Please let me read that again. It's so important. Verse 18. But now God has set the members. Can you see that? Each member has a place in the body of Christ. You may start like Philip, distribution of food. But as you begin to function in that and be faithful, and God leads you to the next step and the higher call as an evangelist. This is very true. Most important thing. And Paul goes on to say, but if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. There are many members, but one body. Have you found your place in the body of Christ? How many years since you were born again? Do you know the gift that is operating through you? Is your anointing being released through you? Is the body of Christ, the members are getting blessed? Is the blessing going out of you through the body to the others? These are all very important things. God said, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing for many. See, there is no way for the hand to be in the wrong place and function as God ordained to function. No, it cannot. How stupid of the believer, God's people, just to think that we need to attend church on a Sunday and go and sit there. I'm not blaming anybody going to church on Sunday, but not knowing, hey, why I'm here? Am I in the right place? Am I in the right church? Am I operating in the gift and anointing God has called me? What is it? The Bible says, I think it's 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a gift, at least a gift, minister it to one another. Can you see what kind of gift you are ministering to one another? Is there anything? We just judge people. That's our gift. We come to church and judge. Go home and judge. Accuse and criticize. We do the work of the devil. See, minister to one another. For love will cover multitude of, one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So, may I ask you, as you grow in the Lord, as you grow in the word of the Lord, as you get near to the Lord through prayer and dedication, God will lead you to the place that where you should fit in that body, in that group. That's why there is no competition. And you will begin to function. You'll be a blessing. You'll be a blessing to the pastor. You'll be a blessing to the others. You'll be a blessing. Yeah. Because that anointing begins to flow. But most of the time, the giftings are not working in churches. And the anointing is not released, and people are not blessed. And they're not blessing to one another. Is that they're in the wrong place? They may be in the wrong body, the church, or they have not found their place. As Paul said, many come to church because they want their individual blessing for them. Seeking their own blessings. Enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Using Jesus Christ to fulfill their purposes and their plans and their desires. And they have no desire or thirst for the extension of the kingdom, for to win souls, nothing. So the place where we are connected to the body, the church, as number one, you can be the wrong church all throughout your life. God is not going to come and say to anyone, leave this church. You know, I was actually mercifully led by the Lord. I got born again. I come from a Roman Catholic background. And I continued going to the church. All I did was, when they start the Mass, and I will start reading the Bible, and they finish the Mass, and I'll finish reading whatever that I started to read. But as I went deeper into God's Word, and as the ministry expanded, the Lord brought people, then I have to teach them and pray for them. And I was invited by the Roman Catholic Church to have Bible study and things like that. And the time came, the snake came out, showed its head. And just like the Philistines rejecting David, I was kind of diplomatically ignored. So I had to stay at home and pray, and the Lord brought people home. I mean, that was I'm just telling you that everyone will be guided that way. But the Bible says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me to the green pastures. Right? No? So anybody praying to the Lord, He knows where you should get green pastures. Or pastures. Nice green grass for the sheep. Not just straw. The Lord knows. For many times people ask me, where shall I do? What can I do? I say, you pray to the Lord and the Lord will show you where to go. Because you are His sheep. And they will say, come and say the next week, we want to come here. So important. So important to where you live. So important which the country you live, the city you live, the church you are in. So important. I'm talking to people who will want to really enjoy life in the kingdom, fulfilling His plan and His purpose. For you are so precious in the sight of God. For He gave His only begotten Son to die for us. So, why don't you ask yourself, am I in the right place? Am I in the right church? Lord, please help me. Many years I've spent, people sometimes stay 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years in one church, still do not know that they have been called, that God has gifted them. Nothing they know. Years pass by, they just sit there. Maybe end up their lives afterwards. precious people. If they are really connected to God and they've been born again, well, I would say they'll go to heaven. But that was not the purpose of God taking us to heaven. Heaven is temporary. They're just by the way. Heaven is coming down to earth. Amen. Yeah. What about Revelation chapter 3, verse 1? Would you like to stay in that church? I'm not criticizing or accusing any church, but there can be places where God will want you to leave. If we are connected rightfully, closely, chapter 3, verse 1, and to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you're alive, but you are dead. D-E-A-D. And now what's going to happen to those people who stay in the church? You're going to be dead anyway. Life has leaked out. The spirit of God is not functioning anymore in that church. Mm-hmm. What about the last one, the lukewarm church? They're boasters. They think that everything was okay with them, right? Oh, well, we're rich. We don't need anything. But the Lord had to tell them their condition. You say that I am rich and I have become wealthy and I have need of nothing. Verse 17, chapter 3 of Revelations. And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked. There are so many believers or Christians, let me call it that way too. Do not know their spiritual position and condition. See where they are? In the wrong place. Their spiritual condition is gone, right? And then physically they are in the wrong church. They are attending a church where probably they gather in a building or a house. I don't know. This is so vital. Very important. You make a study for yourself. Start from Genesis and see whether anybody prospered living in a wrong place other than the one which God ordained for them. When Abraham, without asking the counsel of the Lord, went to Egypt, God never came and told him that you are in the wrong place. Don't you ever expect, some of you may think, oh, well, if God tells me, I will move. He's not going to tell you, darling. Let me tell you that. He's not going to tell you. He never told many things to many people. He never told David. He said, how long, O Lord? He never answered. Why do you hide? No answer. I call you in the morning and in the night. Where are you? No answer. What about these people who are coming against me? No answer. How long Saul is going to chase me, Lord? No answer. But the Bible says, even though Saul sought David to kill him all the time, God never gave David into his hands. He was shaping up his king. He was after killing the Saul in David. You and I have this Saul hiding inside, sometimes sleeping, that need to be killed, that man. It's our soulish whatever. That's why Jesus said to deny ourselves. So, finding our place will help us to flow in the anointing of God. There is no effort. There is no, what shall I say? Struggle. Thank you, O Lord. The gifting will operate. The bird will have to be out in the atmosphere aired for it to fly. God gave the bird the ability to fly. It cannot fly inside water. That's a God-ordained place. You go and tell the bird, wow, when the bird flies and comes and sits next to you, you clap your hands, and if the bird has a mouth, you say, what happened? No, you flew so well. But that's what I am. I'm born to fly. Born to what? Why are you clapping for that? Peter and John were right, spiritually right, in the right place, position. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they were about the business of the Father, what Jesus said. And they were going to the temple, the right place they were there geographically too. And the lame man came. Did Peter kneel down and then John laying his hands on his shoulders and, Lord, we storm hell, heaven. Oh, please send fire. What are we going to do? You got to do this miracle for us, otherwise we are done. No. Peter just looked at him and said, hey, look at us. Silver and gold we have none, but we have, we'll give you. Stand up in the name of Jesus. That's it. The anointing flew. Went out of him. No struggle. Can you see that? Fish, they don't struggle to swim in water. Do they struggle? Oh, we can't breathe here. No, it's natural. What I am saying is God ordained the places for their gifting to operate. Yeah. You are in the wrong place, it will never operate. And many people will die with that anointing and their gifting. You see? Supposing if you are a minister, you're called to minister deliverance for people, you will understand what I'm going to say. And you are in a place where they do not want the ministry of deliverance, is your anointing going to work? Huh? Jesus left the place. We said, no, we don't want this Jesus. No, we won't leave you. No, please. This is too much. And, all these days he was tied up and bound by chains and all that. You know, we were okay with that. And even though we were scared to go along that way. But then now to see he's in a right mind and he's talking nicely and to see that we are scared. Can you see the cosmos? The thinking? See a person bound, they're okay. But to see a person delivered in the right mind, no, this is something wrong. You got to be in the right place. I am not talking, the pastor is nice, a suit, it'd be beautiful church. You know how much it's cost them to put that building? $150 million. Wow. Yeah, but this is quite, I heard that they spent about the dresses for the choir itself is about $25,000. But the question is that there's nothing wrong with having all that. Don't get me wrong. Have you been guided by the Holy Spirit to that body of Christ, to that church? Have you found the place? Just like the ear in the right place, the eyes in the right place, so that they see and hear function. Huh? No, the people are nice. We enjoy that the teaching and the songs, it's so beautiful. And it's a friendly church, you know. We just love them, love, love, love. Some people major on love. Love cannot save a person. Do you know that? The faith, the power of God should work through love. What is the big idea? If a person needs deliverance, you say, no, I really love you. What is that going to do? You minister deliverance for them, or minister healing for them, or you supply whatever their need is. Are you there with me? Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, these are down-to-earth things. The church has just been taken to a side. Yes, we have come to the love family. We have received a new spirit of love. We need to walk in love. There is no competition. There is no competition with either with the right hand or the left hand, with the right ear and the left ear. No competition with the eye and the ear. Each has its function. Each has its gifting. Are you in the right place? Are you in the right church? Have you fitted in that body in the right place, God ordained place? If so, your gifting will operate, your anointing will be released, and people will be blessed. And more anointing will be given to you. To him who gives, more will be given. He who waters, he himself shall be watered. Think about it. How would you keep your gift and then just close your eyes? Is there anything that is going to affect your eternity, whatever that you are doing from morning till night? Tell me. You toil and do all kinds of things. You earn, you buy, you eat, you dress, you do everything. Is there anything that is done to affect eternity? The short lived life compared with eternity. God has called the church. It's a training period for the church to rule with Jesus Christ, to put the enemies down, and to win souls, that we may reign with him throughout eternity. The church is on a training period. But the church has gone away. They're just having a whatever, the meetings and Sunday services and singing and studying forever. Have you ever come across soldiers learning to fight all the time and never getting engaged in war? See, this is so important. Proverbs 18:16. So you should know, I say, at least God has given you a gift. Actually, you have more than one gift. I'm asking you, what are you doing with the gift? Don't keep it with you, and then when the Lord comes, give it to him. He is your gift, Lord. Only now I found out. But I want to thank you for giving it to me. Out of darkness. 16, Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. See, it takes you to the right place. When you begin to function in the right place, the gifts operate and God exposes you to great men. It makes room for you, the anointing, the gifting. Hey, come on. God created you and me for a purpose, for his life to flow through us. Not attend church. The early church were not asked to go and sing hymns from the Mount of Olives when Jesus said, okay, I bless you all. See that you sing properly, get back to church, and see that you all attend every Sunday, say your prayers. No, they were given a task. They were given the anointing to fulfill that task. Are you listening to me? But what will you do with your life? But you say, well, brother, I can't find the people. You're in the wrong place, darling. Before I could tell the gospel, they're running away. And they don't need anything. They got everything. Doesn't seem that they need God. They have credit cards, some people more than 5, 6, 7. And they live on that. I go to say to them that Jesus died for you. The more I say, the more I'm getting depressed. Ask the Lord, Lord, am I in the right place? You asked Adam, where are you? Please help me, Lord, to find my place. Are you listening to me? So people can sit in a church for years and years and years and years, not knowing that God has called them. Remember 2 Timothy 1:9? God saved us and called us with a holy calling. And then not knowing their gifting and the anointing. Well, probably they lived a good life, helping here and there. That's about all. But the God ordained, prepared life never came out. Never came out. See? What about these animals? I've told you often, or maybe many times. What about these animals, different kinds of animals that you see in the zoo? Are they active and they're functioning? The full strength God has created them to be? Man, you see the lion snoring away and then go to sleep. You want to see the lion active, right? Like in the African jungle. No, no, no. Why? Everything is sleeping. Most of the time I have seen, the times that I visited, even in Sri Lanka, the zoo, the animals, sometimes even the birds, they close their eyes. Monkeys just watching like that. Not moving, jumping, active, no. Why? Wrong place. God never ordained a zoo for the animals. Tied up, locked up, tied with chains, small cage, and for people to watch. Same way. Living in the wrong place will make our gifting and anointing dead. Staying in the wrong church, in a wrong ministry, your God-ordained plan will never flow out. See, God spoke to Moses and said, get Bezalel. I have anointed him. I have filled him with my spirit to do the works in the temple. It was right there with Moses. They were provided. Moses can't do everything. God has separate people. That's why it's a teamwork. The moment you join, you are through. You are through. So I want to emphasize for you to consider and meditate these things. That the spiritual place, position where God called us. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2. See, we were dead in our sins. This is talking before getting born again, okay? Like all the other people. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses. Dead means what? Separated in trespasses, separated in sins. Okay. Made us alive together with Christ, the Anointed One. By grace you have been saved. By the empowering presence of God, you have been delivered. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see, there is a spiritual position for the believer which has been totally blinded for many. That we are, time and again, the devil blinds this position. The spiritual position God has raised us, Adam was not given this opportunity. Adam was born into the kingdom of the devil when he rebelled. So Jesus said, you need to be born again. Any man. To come into the kingdom, you must be born again. Through Adam's rebellion, we are all born into the kingdom of the devil. Cosmos. Who rules cosmos. The pattern of this life, of this period, age. So where is the position? Seated up with Christ. Ruling with Christ in the heavenlies, right? But because church has not caught this, that the believer has been exalted, elevated to the position to share the throne of God. I mean, this revelation was not given to the apostles at that time. They did not know anything. They watched Jesus dying on the cross. They never knew anything that he is being made sin on the cross. They never knew anything what Jesus was going to go through in Hades and later getting born again, the firstborn from the dead. Nothing they knew. These revelations were given years after to Paul the apostle. The revelations were given to Paul the apostle. Peter and John did not know it after the Pentecost. They operated in the authority that Jesus gave them. The revelations of deeper revelations about the new creation, nothing they knew. You and I, we have it. The revelation was given Paul that the Spirit of God made him to write that he was the believer exalted now, in a sense, elevated to the position to share the throne with God, seated in the heavenlies with Christ. What are we doing? Look at our prayers. Oh Lord, can you imagine seated with him in the throne and begging him? And when we do that, and God the Father peeps and says, what's going on? Seated in the heavenlies with him. See, this has to come as a revelation. We rule with him. And when we lose this spiritual revelation, this understanding, are you listening? You will be taken to a wrong place. You will be functioning in a wrong place. In fact, you cannot function. God has nothing to release for a person when he's in the wrong place. No. Very important. The place is important. As I said, not only the country, the city, the church, the house where we live in. See? In many countries, people own their houses, comes through generations. But then in a country like here, whether it's Canada, United States, England, Australia, or New Zealand, you occupy a house which was previously occupied by many tenants. and what things that they did inside the house. Whether murder took place, suicide, adultery, violence, a person need not die inside. Violence, family separation, division took place there. Or even they were into all kinds of theft, burglary, okay? And pornography, all kinds of dirty films, lustful things was seen there. That house becomes the dwelling place for many demons. In fact, God speaks about the harlot church and he says, you have become a dwelling place for all the birds, demons. You have opened the door for them to come in. You read and see. Chapter 18. So that house now comes under the curse of God. The demons, they live in that house. See, the demons, if they cannot live in a body, a human body, they can settle down to an animal, or they love to stay in a building, a tree. So when anybody not knowing this, without the proper guidance of the Lord God Almighty, are you listening? You walk in there, you say, mumble a few prayers, and you put all your crucifix and whatever the things, and you find yourself slipping off from life all the time. Sickness, strife, sometimes death, accidents, no rest, no peace, absolutely. You earn much, but nothing stays at home. All these things that happen, and then they start praying to the Lord, oh, come and bless the house and bless this house. Nothing works out. People don't not interested to ask the Lord, can I move into this house? You people may say that most of the time the Lord won't say. But is it worth taking a risk? Well, we can say to the Lord, unless you answer, we will not move. Because we don't know, only you know. Please help. On the other times that we are disobedient to the revealed will of God in the Bible, and we're just trying to ask about this business. Can I move to that house? Whereas on all the other things, we rebel. And God is not going to lead such people. Without obeying the revealed will of God, we cannot ask him the things that are not revealed. Can I get the job? Can I? Is this the right person for me to marry? Or is this the right house? See that? But brothers and sisters, it's not worth at all to go about with our own counsel. If it matters to God that our hands to be numbered, each one to have a number, how much more where we live? What city, what country, what church we are joined to, what ministry we are into, what house we live in. Everything is so important. But I believe so much so, the churches now, many churches have been molded to the pattern of life of the cosmos nowadays. Nothing seems to be serious. There's so many demonic witchcraft things, objects and things, whatever through toys have been introduced into houses for children. There are so many programs that seem like, you know, just like outside it looks nice, but inside is poison. People don't realize that even the good fruit in that forbidden tree is bad. that tree had the good fruit and the evil fruit. But God said, do not eat any of it. But many believers are deceived in getting the good fruit, not knowing there is poison inside. Outside is good. That's what happened to Eve. She saw it and it was so beautiful. Yeah. So where are you? Spiritually, God ordained the position. Where are you? Do you know your calling? Do you know what kind of anointing that is operating through you? What is your desire? What is the thing that you really like to do? Well, I just don't know. What I can only say that you have been molded. You have been so much drowned by the spirit of cosmos. That won't allow you to have any desire. That'll give you the desire for the present cosmos things of the world. That's why God said through John, do not love the cosmos and the things in the cosmos. Anyone does love the cosmos, the pattern of this life, what is going on, and the things in the cosmos, the love of the Father is not in that person. Very strong words. Where are you? Would you like to release your anointing? Would you like to release your gifting? Would you like to fulfill the purpose of life? Why you were born? Jesus told Pilate, to this cause I was born, to bear witness to the truth. Yes, I am a king. God has made you and me priests to him through Jesus Christ and kings to rule. Are we functioning in that? Just like the Israelites, when we fail to function, we ignore, we neglect to intercede, to connect ourselves with God in prayer, praying for the others, interceding and winning souls, we forfeit our rulership of functioning as a king. If anyone is not a priest, functioning in the priestly office, any believer, are you listening? Revelations 1:6. We cannot function as kings. So when we get out of this spiritual position, condition, what God has given us through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will be led physically, geographically, to a wrong country, to a wrong city, to a wrong church, to a wrong house, even to a wrong job, which God has not ordained for us. Yeah. Yep. Peter did not know the seriousness of the call of God upon his life and the anointing and the and separation from the world, what Jesus spoke to him and all that. The moment everything was done and Jesus was crucified, the following days, he said, I'm going fishing. Back to work. Then the other said, we'll also join with you. And the precious Lord caught up with them, and then he was waiting for them on the shore to give them breakfast, fish and bread. And he said, did you all catch anything? You know the story. We cannot have the fulfillment of life when we are not in the right place. How can the fish be happy outside of water? Think about it. How can the bird be happy when it is drowned in water? How? How do you expect a dog which lives in the third world country bring that dog right in the middle of the winter here? That will just shrink and die. It'll die. Why? Why? It's not meant to live here. The same way God has a place for everyone. Spiritually, geographically. But so much so, we have been so much molded into self-centeredness. We, our family, our brother, our sister, our uncle, our in-laws, our aunts and nieces and nephews and name it. Grandpa and grandma. And we're so molded. And we're so molded with our pastor, our church, and our. Forget about everything that God had ordained and planned for us. And therefore we go on just asking for the blessings for upon ourselves, not realizing that you are so important that God reserved you, separated you from your family, anointed you, called you like David out of all the brothers, and then chosen you just like Esther and Mordecai through the words, who knows that you have come to the kingdom in such a time as this. Mordecai never had a father or mother. I'm sorry, Esther. But God ordained Mordecai to instruct Esther. You can't. You know, God is fullness. He does everything beautifully in His time. He's a great provider. Can you say at any time now, oh Lord, nobody told me about anything, where to live and what to do, and nobody told me where the anointing, the call of God and all that? No, you cannot say. You're done. God's speaking to you this way because He has great plans still to be released through you. What will you do? Tell me. The body was created for the Lord, Holy Spirit, and people use it for themselves, and people put all kinds of things through food. Spoil the body, get overweight, or they put all kinds of things inside, alcohol, destroy the body, or smoke, whatever, and use the body for fornication, adultery, or even use it for their own purposes. They just want to just work and enjoy. See, God has blessed me. Yeah. So please wake up and ask the Lord. And this question has been, let's say God is asking you, where are you? Give your body as a living sacrifice. And ask, Lord, take me to the place where you want me to. You know, you sing that song, I bow my knee. And finally you say, no matter where, no matter when. Why you laugh? You didn't mean it? My plans and my purposes and my thoughts, I lay it down. What beautiful words we sing, right? Beautiful words. And God watches and the angels watch. Only they know whether we are really singing. No one knows. May the Lord take away every rest in your life until you find the purpose, His purpose for your life. What? Yeah. May He not give you any rest at all, whether through relations or your job or your whatever that you have, friends, until you walk in line and walk before the throne. I found my destiny, oh God. This is where I belong. Now I know it. The reason of your preparation, now I know it. And when you before you pray, and when the presence of God strikes people and sets them free and healed, and you begin to say, Lord, it's not me, it's not me, it's you. And you give all glory to Him. Amen. So, listen to this message often. May the Lord give you understanding. Amen.